What do Mark Zuckerberg and your grandmother have in common? Neither convinces people by reciting data. Zuckerberg doesn't rally his team with Facebook's quarterly earnings. He shares stories about connecting a farmer in Kenya with markets halfway around the world. Your grandmother doesn't lecture about nutrition. She tells you about the neighbor who refused to eat vegetables and ended up in the hospital. We've always known this instinctively, yet in boardrooms and presentations, we still default to bullet points and statistics. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your brain doesn't want your facts. It craves narrative. When researchers tracked what students remembered from presentations, the results were startling. 63% recalled stories, while only 5% retained statistics. This isn't about intelligence or attention span. Our neural architecture is literally built for story. From birth, narratives wire our brains with what scientists call story nets, mental frameworks that filter and organize everything we experience. When you hear a compelling story, your brain releases oxytocin, the same bonding chemical triggered by physical touch. Brain scans reveal something even more remarkable. Listening to someone describe biting into a peach activates your sensory cortex as if you're tasting it yourself. Stories don't just inform us, they transport us into lived experience. After examining 82 definitions of story, one stands out: a character pursuing a goal while facing a challenge. These three elements form an unshakable foundation. Consider Estella, a candy factory inspector. Asked about her work, she recited procedures, X-ray machines, quality checklists, protocols. But when I asked about her children, everything changed. Her face lit up explaining how her kids identified mommy's gum in stores by reading production codes. Suddenly, we had our story. Estella, character, ensuring quality products, goal, despite repetitive work, challenge, resolved by imagining every customer as her own child. No statistic about quality control could match a mother protecting her family. This structure scales beautifully. Romeo and Juliet, two lovers, character, wanting to be together, goal, despite feuding families, challenge. I Love Lucy, Lucy Ricardo, character, breaking into show business, goal, despite her husband's resistance and harebrained schemes, challenge. Even with these elements present, stories can fall flat. Check five critical issues. Is your character relatable rather than institutional? Is there genuine conflict? Are the stakes high enough to matter? Do events connect through cause and effect? Does emotion drive the narrative? When audiences feel something, they act. We think we're rational, but neuroscience reveals otherwise. Antonio Damasio studied a brain-damaged patient who lost emotional capacity while retaining full intellect. This man couldn't make any decision, not whether to schedule Tuesday or Wednesday, not which pen to use. Emotion doesn't just influence decisions, it enables them. If you want someone to act, make them feel. When Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne addressed dealers after the company's 2009 near collapse, he spoke powerfully about values and hope before unveiling the Halftime in America Super Bowl commercial. Overcome with emotion, he broke down and left the stage. Dealers gave him a thunderous standing ovation, many crying themselves. His vulnerability signaled humanity, not weakness. Tim Cook faced the impossible task of following Steve Jobs. At a 2014 shareholder meeting, when questioned about environmental sustainability's ROI, he fired back, "When I think about doing the right thing, I don't think about an ROI." These authentic moments endear leaders to audiences because they reveal true values. Many executives hesitate to share personal stories, believing employees don't want personal stuff. The opposite is true. People crave genuine connection. Strategic emotion isn't uncontrolled outbursts, it's judicious expression of genuine feeling. Everyone claims to be detail-oriented, passionate, and innovative. These words mean nothing because everyone uses them. It's what I call match.com syndrome, where identical generic claims make everyone sound interchangeable. The antidote? Stop telling people who you are. Show them through action. Consider The Godfather. We never hear Don Corleone announce his power. Instead, we see his tuxedo, the dark office, his patient listening to a nervous supplicant. When a sales executive needed to address her skeptical team about customer meetings, she didn't lecture about persistence. She shared how she managed her fear of cold calls, taking the elevator to the top floor of office buildings because starting at ground level made it too easy to flee after rejections. This simple story demonstrated humility and taught persistence without preaching. Details matter, but the wrong kind can sink your story. Stephen King notes that belief and reader absorption comes in the details, yet too many specifics weigh narratives down. Use brief sensory details, the tick of a clock during awkward silence, the smell of microwave popcorn, a cold bead of sweat. These stimulate imagination without overwhelming it. Eliminate bit players and focus on one main character. Cut exposition and dive straight into action. I stood there, petrified, as the CEO chewed me out. Hook them first, provide background later. Never search for stories when desperate, frantic Googling yields overused tales everyone's heard, from the professor with rocks to the battleship versus lighthouse. Worse, hasty research spreads false information, like the debunked Chevy Nova stories supposedly meaning no-go in Spanish. Become a lifelong collector instead. Use your priorities as filters, whether known for reliability, creativity, or innovation. Seek stories illustrating those qualities. Everyday life offers abundant material: fitness classes, vacations, social gatherings. Read beyond business books, biographies, memoirs, novels few in your field encounter. Try new experiences. Attend plays, visit museums, take pottery or martial arts classes. Novel perspectives create original stories no one's heard. Your employees and customers are rich story sources. Interview people with positive perspectives who express themselves well. Ask about childhood dreams, life lessons, professional pride, personal heroes. Reflect on major milestones through journaling. Personal stories guarantee originality and authentic delivery, provided you're not positioning yourself as an infallible hero. Develop an organizational system. Note-taking apps with tags, spreadsheets, whatever works. Don't rely on memory alone. With a good system, you'll never resort to recycling tired anecdotes. Storytelling isn't reserved for artists. It's a practical tool anyone can wield with three simple elements: character, goal, challenge. Consider Ricky Gervais pitching The Office to BBC executives. Everything broke conventions: mockumentary style, unlikable protagonist, radical workplace comedy. Yet Gervais sold it through passionate conviction, following our structure perfectly. Gervais, character, wanting his show produced, goal, while pitching a radical concept to a risk-averse industry, challenge. Great stories aren't found through Google searches. They're discovered in New York Times Magazine features, overheard at coffee shops, glimpsed while stuck in traffic. Be vigilant everywhere. Original stories offer two advantages. You make them your own, and people haven't heard them before. Passion sells. Stories meaningful to you, whether from personal experience or aligned with your values, will have greater impact. Don't hold back or let fear override your desire to connect. In a world drowning in information, story is the life raft that carries meaning across the noise. Your story is waiting to be told, and someone out there needs to hear it. Be open, generous, and authentic. When you share your truth through narrative, you don't just communicate, you transform.